Boy, before the storms on Saturday, Hank fans had a great time with you. Aaron Wild was out there in Weatherford, right on Brazos. And I was hanging with you on the cool side of Weatherford, as they say. Sandwiched in between cool Texas and West Weatherford. That would be lovely Garner, Texas. In the greatness of the 42 Festival and Dominoes Tournament.
Did you play? Did you win?
I wanted to get close to the action and as close as I possibly could. And happy to say on the scene right there.
Getting to know.
Big thanks to everybody too. That was a blast. And a lot of serious domino playing going on.
I can imagine. It's a whole fest.
Peggy and Gene told me that right off the gate.
What's your name?
Peggy.
Peggy. You ever hear of Hank FM?
Yes.
We're the official sports provider and partner for the Domino League.
Gotcha. Well, yeah. We're enjoying it today. Right now, we're just waiting for our next opponents to play. We've got two more rounds, and then we'll be finished.
How are you sitting now?
Are we sitting? We are 7-8. 8-1, yeah.
8-1,
so
wow.
That's a good day.
You are steamrolling.
Oh, well, I don't know about that, but it's a good day.
What's your secret? Do you trash talk? Is there staring? Is there, like, intense intimidation? What's that?
Push him? This is Miss Jean.
Just flat out, okay.
And, yeah, she knows them. Yeah, she knows the personalities, yeah, and whether they're bitters or you can push them or all those kinds of things. And get them to
the bid. Okay, sorry. Stanley Cup playoffs are going on. I thought you meant literally push them.
No, we don't literally.
No. Okay. Yeah, no. Have you tried that? Because, I mean, it would have been 9-0. It would have been...
Peggy and Gene.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they ended up winning the tournament, but they were sitting pretty.
They were contenders.
8-1. We'll hear more from them later. But I wanted to get really into the action.
As you do. I mean, everything's sports.
And you got to understand, you walk into the home of the Longhorns there, Garner ISD in the school, and you see this big gymnasium, and there's clacking all over the place. Domino. I mean, just tables as far as you could see. Dominoes. So, of course, I don't think you're supposed to do this, but I just walked on up and...
Did you invite yourself?
It was a middle... She looked like she knew what she was doing.
Okay.
I was told you're the 42 player to talk to.
Why would you talk to...
Why are we whispering?
I don't know. Oh. We're in the middle of a game. So
I know. Yeah. This is strict rules, right?
Yes, very strict rules.
What's your name?
My name is Katha Fields.
Are you, like, state-ranked in
no,
this?
No. I enjoy playing, and I play all the tournaments. We actually have the state winner here today.
Oh,
yeah.
Where are they?
Her name is Jenny Lang. She's right up there. She's the state winner for Hallettsville.
Mm-hmm.
That's a 300-person tournament.
Wow.
It's a big one that everybody really cares about. But, yeah.
How long would it take you to teach me 42?
Did you ever play hearts or spades in school?
No.
Okay. Or maybe bridge.
No.
The legend is, you know, it was a sin to play with cards.
It was.
So
I'm from Lubbock. It still is.
There you go. So they developed a game very similar, trumps, tricks, all that kind of stuff,
okay,
with dominoes, but that wasn't a sin. So that's what we're playing is a unique thing to Texas.
42, not a sin. 6-7, that's a sin?
Oh, yuck. I was a school teacher, so no.
There you go. Best of luck.
That's how it's done.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
We were playing 42.
Okay.
Not.
It's easy to get confused.
In fact, there are measures in Garner that we outlaw completely. Garner, guys, you rock out there.